This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Quietly and remarkably, the U.S. economy has come to dominate global growth. The dollar is strong, unemployment rates are low, and economic output has been, until the most recent quarter, above trend. It certainly sounds like a good news story, but as Wall Street Journal columnist Gregory Ip recently wrote, it's not good news if it's occurring for the wrong reasons. The growth differential between the U.S. and Europe has persisted for long enough to produce some astounding differences. In terms of output per capita, the U.S. is now 56% richer than the stagnant German economy. Our economy now accounts for 26.3% of global output, up from 24% in 2022. So then why are we spending and borrowing in government as if the economy was in the tank? Current administration and Congress can't stop spending money on everything from green energy to student loan cancellation, a vigorous stimulus that currently high inflation and low unemployment rates can in no way justify. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.